You are listening to the Journal Coaching Podcast, episode number 15.
Welcome to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Lynette.
Hey, beautiful. How are you today? I am fine. Oh, my word. I am sitting here at the park because I just had to get out. It's been obviously very interesting last month. I haven't spoken much about my experience in the COVID-19 season, and that's because I've just have felt the need to be quiet. I have felt the need of quietness, where it seemed like so many people are saying so many things online and offering so many programs and so much content, and I just personally feel like being quiet, stepping back, preparing my mind, trying to see what's happening, you know, and where I fit in the process. And so that's how I have approached this uncertain time. But today it kind of all fell on me. It just was a lot, and my children are having accidents, and they cut themselves twice this week with each child. Each son had a small accident with something sharp, and I told them, we are not going to the ER in this season. We are not going to the ER, so please be careful, because we're not going. We're just not going. And so a Band-Aid was able to fix it. But I just needed to de-stress for a moment. So I came to the park and I just wanted to stop by and talk to you and see how you were doing. How are you doing? How are you coping? How are you coming through this season? It is so interesting and so amazing that we're even here. And of course, I'm writing my way through it, writing down those thoughts and writing down my feelings of uncertainty or frustrations or irritation or, you know, whatever comes up, I am definitely writing it down, and I hope that you're doing the same. Well, I wanted to talk about, how do we write to flourish? How do we write to flourish? How do you write through something like this and come out successfully? How do we walk through it and not just survive, but thrive at the end of it? I've been asking myself questions, and I just want to share these questions with you as well. And then at the end, we'll of course talk about how to use our journal in this space. So how do you answer this question? Are we in a crisis or are we in an opportunity? Do you feel like you're in a crisis or in an opportunity? It depends on the filter. Your answer on that question depends on the filter you're using to engage in this event, right? So our stories are simply the meanings we attach to life's events. And we observe and engage with every event through a number of filters, like based on our previous experiences and our current mindset. So one day it can look like a crisis, and the next day you can feel like you're in an opportunity. But it varies depending on the day and depending on how we're engaging with the circumstance or situation in our life. So we can choose to filter our perception through the lens of fear, doubt, anger, frustration, self-pity and hopelessness, and we can choose to filter it through the lens of hope and gratitude, creativity, opportunity, service, growth, and abundance, right? So whatever we choose, my friend, it determines the way we move through our experiences. So how can we know what lens we're using to navigate life's events? Well, we can tell by looking at the results we're producing. So here are some questions that I'm asking myself. Self, and I'll ask you the same questions. What are you currently creating in your life? What are you currently creating in your life? How are you running your business? Whether that's home or it is your business. Do your actions reflect fear? Do they reflect scarcity, anger? Are you able to move forward, or are you stuck in negative and limiting thinking? How are you communicating with others? Are your emotions dictating your actions? Are you up for moving and doing what's necessary for yourself, or are you buffering and seeking false comfort in those things that are no longer serving you? Do your actions reflect hope and gratitude for what you currently have in your life? Creativity, service, do your actions represent those things? Are you keeping your routine as much as possible? Are you managing your emotions? Are you focusing on thoughts that move you forward? Are you showing up and using your gifts to reach out to help and comfort others? Are you looking for opportunities to grow and become the best version of yourself in this season? These are a lot of questions, my friend. What's your current story? What meaning are you attaching to this moment in your life? What will you remember, and what will you tell the next generation? What lens are you choosing to color your perception of your life right now? Those are heavy questions. So how do we use our journal to write to flourish? How do we use our journals to write through this space between this transitional period? You can ask yourself any of the previous questions. Use any of those questions as prompt for your writing practice. You can use one, you can use however many you want to. Another question is your current situation a crisis for you or an opportunity? Take a moment and explore that. What shows up for you when you think crisis or opportunity? If it's a crisis, here's the next prompt for you. If you see it as a crisis, what one thing can you do today to change your perception and outlook on life in this moment? And if you see this as an opportunity for what? What would you like to see happen after this event is over? What kind of person do you want to be after this is over? What kind of habits do you want to create? What kind of stories do you want to be able to tell about yourself and how you went through this? I'm just in a contemplative mood lately, and I'm just sitting back and asking myself these deep questions. Because sometimes we may feel emotion, we may feel our feelings, but until we take time to explore them and ask ourselves the questions, why am I feeling this? Where is this coming from? And what am I going to do with it? then they're just feelings and emotions that plague your mind. So I hope this helps. It's kind of a little rant, but I just wanted to stop by and say hello. It's been a while, and I just wanted to encourage you to take out your journal and go to the page. This is a very interesting time, and we have not experienced this before. And so you definitely want to document it. You definitely want to talk about your feelings and emotions as you go through it. This is a story you don't want to miss. But don't forget, choose your perception. It's all in your control. Take care, my friend. Hello, my friend. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave feedback and share wherever you're listening in. I'd love to hear what showed up for you from today. So please visit www.letswriteforachange.com and send me a message, and let's continue this conversation. And don't forget that you have a right to flourish.